minute.
Let's just check in, see what's happening here. Dave's stirring up fun over there with Pamela. How many people? Six people. That means there's hardly anybody here. We got...
All participants are now unmuted.
Leon, Garan, Dave's just typing. How's it going, guys? We're almost finished. Emerald Tablet 12. What do you think of it? Should be impressed. Just talking with the caldera right now. And... Oh, what's that? Hey. Garan. Attention.
Bob.
Eddie's Garan, Eddie's. Yes, what's up?
They should have told those Muslim terrorists that they will get a wire whisk to blow themselves up.
I should have told them that they will get a wire whisk if they blow themselves up. Did I hear that right?
Rather than the virgins.
That's stirring with trouble. Croatians like to do that, but not Canadians. We're a little more negotiable, a little more flexible.
We aren't. They would have gone for it.
Well, they are going to go for it. We got all kinds of side effects that are going to come from this program. We're going to have Muslims defecting to us, others threatening to kill you, Garan, because they remember you back there.
I've died so many times already.
What? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, if you come from Croatia in the 90s, that would be true. But you didn't. You grew up here in a nice little suburb.
No, I didn't.
Well, tell us about it. Where did you grow up?
In Germany.
Oh, that's just as good as here. Same difference. IG Farben, man. It teamed in with the Rockefellers. There's always been a combine between Rockefellers and Germany since, when would that? 1832. Skull and Bones, you know, goes back about then. 322, you know. 1832. Read Anthony Summers' book on it.
Huh.
Okay, so what do I get? What?
Are you gonna? Your competition is selling their cold fusion now. Gotta watch out.
I don't have any competition. I'm just winning. I don't have competition. I'm just winning. Okay, so I'm going to mute you and continue with the Emerald Tablets. Did they, as far as you know, did they finish? Or are they still explaining? You Ooh. Don't know. The Emerald Tablets, have you been listening to it?
Yeah, I've been listening.
They haven't finished yet, have they?
No, we weren't done.
You what?
No, you didn't finish that part.
Yeah, they have not come to the ending. Okay, good. Put you on mute. We'll be finished soon. And then we're into the final turn, Goran. The final walkathon. To victory on Eben Ray's show. How appropriate. The victory day.
Wonderful.
Yes, wonderful. W-U-N-N-E-R-F-U-L. Wonderful. Okay, you German Nazi, you think you fooled me. You German
I'm going to shave my head today.
Yes, yeah. Okay, I'll put you on mute. Here we go.
All participants are now muted.
His review of us, see what Dave said about it. He's sort of flirting with Pamela over there. Let's see what this says. See, you broke... So Dave says to her, see, you broke my fucking heart and I'm trying to listen to Bob and Ion. This isn't working out. I told you my ad, it wasn't into head games. Did non-physical get their wires crossed? Pamela goes, what ad? Hey, Dave, enjoy. Pamela, sorry to interrupt. Dave, bitch, don't wink at me while I'm hallucinating. Pamela, LOL. Dave says, Pamela? Dave, love this song and band. That would be War. Well, good, Dave. The last time I played this song, everybody... explained how much they didn't like the song, but we love the song. Dave says he likes the band. Then Humpty Dumpty says, sitting on a wall here, legs dangling. Dave says, you got your shit together? Is and the chips falling into place, Humpty Dance? Humpty Dumpty says, negotiating the flux. Bo says, yep, love this song too. Have since it first came out. Linus Minimax, the rare, rare being, the busker, the homeless guy, the guy with bad teeth. He's got to get that fixed up. Oh, I'm sorry to get personalitis, but you got any time you come around here, it's going to get personalitis. You've done some of your homework, but not the rest. He goes, hello, I'm about to try to call in. Well, that would be really nice. If you call in, we're going to have some fun. But I've got to finish watching Homeland first. I don't need to listen to the Emerald Tablets this time out. I already ran through, checked it, see what had to be censored, and then I will study it later this week. When I can sit down and get 5 minutes. But I am available here. But just hold on, guys. So what do you think of that, Dave? Linus Minimax, this could be a rare, rare conversation. I remember Linus saying, last week, said he intended to get down here for the finale. I appreciate the effort, Linus. Dave says, Bob, do you want Rocky Fellows and Ottawa in the archives? Maybe not. Not sure what you mean by that, Dave. I know who you're referring to, but I don't know what they could do would be today. And then Humpty Dumpty says, brave. Okay, so I'm not sure how long it's left in this. Maybe I'll listen to it for a few minutes to see where we are in the tablet itself. But I will rewind slightly. Try to have patience, Linus. It'll be a little while before we actually get together. Looking forward to, bracing the speech qualities. Maybe Neufeld will be forced to phone in, too, because he won't be able to handle you and me just talking. Okay, we got Goran, we got Denny. The core crew, the core band of urban Indians is here. So, did I rewind that? Excuse me. Let's see, I'm going to rewind it, just in case.
Agree? Oh no, it's on a little faster path than that, according to your creators.
Ah, but they're deluded on the time thing.
Well, aren't you all?
What?
Aren't you all?
Yeah, so I don't see that happening.
Do you? Wait a second. That doesn't matter. All you've got to do, Bob. Wait a second. Stop the press.
All you got to do is get people thinking about it.
Well, that's how you crash the U.S. economy.
Yeah. Okay, so we get everybody thinking about this thing, and it could blow, right?
And no, not could. it absolutely, precipitously, without fail or exception, will put magma 1,200 feet in the air above sea level.
And how widespread would that spew? 200 miles?
No, more than that. It would take all of Colorado, it would take all of Wyoming, and it would take two-thirds of Nebraska.
Wow. Now, we don't want to energize that thought, but that's resisting it.
Oh, hell, why not? It doesn't make any difference. You're going to do anyway. You marvelous creators, you. You make San Francisco fall off the planet every couple hundred years. So why not? Relative after a little bit. But now what you missed out of the whole process is that with this whole shuffle, that half of the humans are going to decide to move or transition into non-physical.
Mm-hmm. That's coming up this year.
At once.
Half of the humans. You mean half of the humans in the world?
Yes.
That's happening this year. This is coming out of North Korea, right?
You didn't tell me that.
No,
we kept saying that there was going to be an exodus.
Yeah.
We kept saying that there
I don't know if anybody ever said 50% exodus.
No,
didn't say that. The tablet said that.
But that's accurate, right? Okay, we'll go back to this way. This year is the beginning of the big die-off. Agreed, Ion.
Dion.
From Dion to Ion. Yeah, we want to go the other direction.
Well, you don't die off by the stars.
Dion. So there's a big die-in coming soon. Yes. You see that coming? Do you see the nuclear explosions testing coming out of North Korea being part of that?
No,
it's caused by other factors.
Unless you want to create it, but then we're only right 25% of the time, so
right.
Please thyself.
But you are on the committee. We respect your opinion.
You're ever so gently kind.
But Carol, the die-off will come with other causes.
It'll come as a suicide, Bob.
Big suicide, yes. But the Android meme will call it, looking for a reason, they'll call it swine flu or something. Greg?
Pick a potion, pick a poison.
Okay. Hey, remember we had that stuff happening in Athens, Carolyn?
Reading.
2 weeks ago. Weird gas coming out of Athens.
Subway. Oh, yeah. Truth, yeah. Okay, guys.
Yeah.
Then shall come forth the sons of the morning, capital S, capital A.
See, let's go back up. This is after the good news of recovering.
Its nation shall rise against nation, using the dark forces to shatter the earth. Weapons of force shall wipe out the earth man until half of the races of men shall be gone. And then shall come forth the sons of the morning and give their edict to the children of men, saying...
But an edict.
Decree, a law.
This will be the... Sons of the morning could be ETs as people from the future. Not from the future.
No.
It's us again. It's always us.
It's capital M, capital A, capital N.
Well, some
capital M-A-N is the people from the future.
No,
we're becoming. But it's S-O-N-S, S, capital S, small O-N-S, capital M, small warning. So then shall come forth the sons of the morning, give their edict to the children of small men.
Right. Perfect. Good. We didn't need us. We just sort of read the text.
Yeah, I just read the text. You got it, Bob?
Yeah, but this side thing, whenever we see capital, all capitals, is that people from the future?
No. It's the...
Could be, but not necessarily.
Okay.
Because people in the future, if they had it all together... Why in the name of Lord suffering Jesus would they have to come back and drop things into the past?
Gotcha. So
to correct and adjust that path to be there knowing so that mantras can be created the first time.
Right, so capital M-A-N, all capital.
Remember, they lost Atlantis in the ocean.
Went through the rift.
What was that all about?
Yeah, no, that's interesting. Atlantis went through the rift, Carolyn.
Mm.
And it never was yet.
Yeah, it never was yet, but it does. It did disappear on the infinite loop.
Mm-hmm.
And flying in the air without any spaceships or airplanes or airbuses.
Mm-hmm.
And controlling the ocean of the regaining the ocean.
Yes, so capital, M-E-N, all capitals, is more than disguise from the future.
Certainly. But they're screwed up in the future as they are in the past as they are right now.
It's different conditions.
They can't even figure out if there's money or not, Bob.
Okay, and Sons of the Morning, that's a...
well, wait a minute.
They can't
figure out whether there's money. Okay, that's because they don't look at the virtual effects of computers and causes. One could figure out where money is, correct, right?
Well, okay, then create that.
Okay, I've been doing that on my cash flow, explaining what money is. Okay, Karen,
how's that working?
Yeah, great. I got 264 YouTubes. Good. Good.
Okay.
Rather indifferent there.
Then shall come forth the sons of the morning. And
hear him laughing.
Yeah.
Me guy's rather indifferent. Well, it is a while that I doesn't care about any.
Guy's going to hit both of us with her ear wooden spoon.
My big one. It's interesting that Ion is
he's been patient until now, Bob.
What? Yeah, I know.
He's been patient until now.
Yeah, so, anyways, the...
I'm going to start reading one files in my email now.
But listen to this, Kel. Very important point.
Mm-hmm.
What are we talking about? Oh, yeah. Ion. Ion
tease.
Doesn't care. But he's pretending to care so he can get co-creating with us.
So what's the thing with the pork chops then?
Yes, Carol.
No pork chops.
Yeah, isn't it melting down there? Or is that steak?
That was yesterday.
Oh,
that was yesterday.
But no, we don't eat pork chops.
I understand, but the craving for pork chops is just inordinate.
In both of us or me?
You.
I was a meat eater 45, 50 years ago, and it's just lingering, I guess. Cauldron, boil, and boil, and cauldron, toil.
Yeah. Pork chops and applesauce.
Oh, that's what my mother used to give me.
Right.
I better go and get some of that.
Then shall come forth the sons of the morning and give their edict to the children of men.
Capital M.
No.
Morning is.
Yeah, capital M, morning, yeah.
That's what we were referring to. Okay.
Yeah.
Saying.
Omen. Cease from thy striving against thy brother. Only thus can ye come to the light. Cease from thy unbelief, O my brother, and follow the path and know ye are right.
Now, what does this mean for what men are coming, sons of morning, are doing this?
The ones we've just been spending 25 minutes discussing, Bob.
No, the evolved ones.
Evolving ones.
Yeah, that's Obama today, speaking to the Muslims, telling everybody to cool it. Right? Obama trying to be a capital M, small A-N? Son of the morning? Ion?
No comment.
No, why not?
But Bob, go over this again. You've got little man, you've got evolving capital man, and ascended man.
I know that.
That's all you have to know.
No, but I'm saying we're talking about the sons of morning are evolving man.
Correct.
Is that us waking up after the destruction?
Yes.
Would you agree, Ion?
Yes.
Well, then Obama is attempting, after the destruction, the destruction of America, many things, Iraq, he's attempting to... doctrine, create a new doctrine of cease from thy unbelief. Wouldn't you agree, Ion?
He's not attempting to do anything.
Why do you say no comment?
Goodness.
Too puny?
He can't do anything, so he's not doing anything. He can't possibly do anything.
All right, so then these are the people who can do something, the Sons of the Morning.
Very good.
And that's us, Carol. That's the Ionic movement.
Yay.
We can't speak to that.
Ah, okay.
We'll not judge a little man in the shadows, because even that little man in the shadows of darkness can and has a bright and beaming light.
Right.
So therefore, it is not our job or edict to confirm a contrite notion that there are lightless men, little m, waxing and waning on the earth.
Yeah. Oh, okay, then Obama is the Son of the Morning.
We little didn't M. say that either.
Well, maybe, but little m.
Okay. We can be Sons of the Morning, because we will have been truly arrived in the now.
Arriving.
Okay.
Amen.
Then you're done.
Amen.
That's right. Yeah.
Amen. Cease from thy striving against thy brother. Only
there you go. Cease your striving against thy brother.
See,
very good. Thank you, Carol.
Only thus can he come to the light.
What are you pointing me for?
You were striving against Obama.
No, I was promoting Obama. I was saying he was a good thing. If that's not understood, that's what I mean. I'm saying he is trying to speak to the world with peaceful overtures after the destructions.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets up in front of everybody and says, oh, and by the way, we're busted.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
we have no money. We hope for so much more.
And then he goes and tells everybody we're okay, but we should be
thanks
okay.
For the memories. I just spent $172 million to get this job that pays $450,000. But everything's coming up roses. Don't you remember Ethel Merman said so?
Yeah.
Only thus can you come to the light.
Oh, one thing. There's been a couple of YouTubes. The press. I might ask this after, but you want to
ask it after, please.
The press.
Let's get
you
this done.
The press.
That's fine.
In relation to Obama.
And I'll make a note of it here. The press.
And Obama.
Any other notes I should take for you?
My thumbnail.
And thumbnail. May we move on now?
Yeah.
O men, cease from thy striving against thy brother. Only thus can ye come to the light. Cease from thy unbelief, O my brother, and follow the path and know ye are right.
Whoops.
Then is the next word, if I can find it.
There it is right there.
Then shall men cease from their striving, brother against brother and father against son. Then shall the ancient home of my people rise from its place beneath the dark ocean waves.
That's Atlantis.
Then,
that is, now they're telling you, mm-hmm. It ain't lost, it ain't there yet.
Mm-hmm.
Then shall
mm-hmm.
it come forth.
Mm-hmm.
So they're looking for the lost city of Atlantis that ain't been erected yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, beneath the dark ocean waves, yeah.
Don't nobody talk about that.
Then, well, we will.
It's not Troy, by the way.
Then shall the age of light be unfolded, with all men seeking the light of the goal. Then shall the brothers of light rule the people. Banished shall be the darkness of night. I.e., the children of men shall progress onward and upward to the great goal. Children of light shall they become. Capital C, capital L.
Very good.
Flame of the flame shall their souls ever be, capital S. Knowledge and wisdom shall be man's in the great age, for he shall approach the eternal flame. The source, capital S, of all wisdom. The place of beginning that is yet one, capital O, with the end of all things.
No, because there is no end of all things, so...
Yes, there is, if you're talking about the source of being an end-all. Source is the end-all to all things.
Okay.
And it's the it's said with beginning, the place of beginning,
yes.
And the
yes.
place of end, so it's like a loop. Is that
imagine that.
Is that the infinity loop?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
You mean the wire with?
Now we're fixing to come into your magnetism.
Okay. I.e., in the time that is yet unborn, all shall be one capital O, and one capital O shall be all capital A.
Now that is the gulf, and that is the gulf.
What is the all?
The unborn.
The unborn. The all.
The man
is the all.
In a time that is yet unborn, all shall be one and one shall be all. That is the gulf.
In the gulf.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And it's unborn because
it's in the gulf.
It's wait. The soul's waiting to jump into the
creation.
Yeah. Man, a perfect flame of his cosmos,
of this cosmos,
capital C, shall move forward to a place in the stars.
Remember, cosmos referred to other zones, and this is a flame, one cosmos.
I shall move even from out of this space-time into another beyond the stars.
Oh.
Out of this space-time into another beyond the stars. So is that going beyond the nine or within the nine?
Within the nine, that's your beginning of rift warps.
Okay.
Say that 20 times fast.
Rift warps, rift warps.
So you're saying it's the beginning. Is that a future time?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's the first time you jump.
Yeah. Man, perfect flame of this cosmos shall move forward to a place in stars. I shall move even from out of the space time into another beyond the stars. Okay. What?
Long have you listened to me, O my children. Long have you listened to the wisdom of Thoth. Now I depart from ye into darkness. Now go I to the halls of the Monte, there to dwell in the future, when light, capital L, shall come again to man. Yet know ye my spirit, capital S, shall ever be with thee, guiding thy feet in the pathway of light, capital L.
Okay, who's the I that departs?
He is.
Who's he?
Thoth.
So, from ye into...
This is where he does a disappearing act at the end of every tablet.
Now I depart from ye into darkness. Now I go to the halls of Amethi, which is part of the rift zones, the cosmos, that we have on our website. Halls of Amenity.
Unless it's the lower one, or unless it's the other one. There's about 27 that's been referenced so far. So
yeah, and we're showing the halls of... All of that's the halls of Amenity, right?
Mm-hmm.
You could say they're all the different cosmoses.
Mm, stretch.
Yeah, and so we're trying to show that on our website.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right, Ian, you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah, now I go
we're
to...
We're doing it efficiently.
Beg your pardon?
We're doing it efficiently.
On the website.
Without all the...
Yes. Now I go to the halls of Amenti, there to dwell in the future when light shall come again to man. Yet know ye, my spirit shall ever be with thee, guiding thy feet in the pathway of life. Light, smile.
Not a smile, large L.
Big L.
Yes, small.
Guard ye the secrets I leave with thee, and surely my spirit will guard thee through life. Keep thine eyes ever on the pathway to wisdom. Keep the light, capital L, as thy goal evermore. Fetter not thy soul, capital S, in bondage of darkness. Free let it wing in its flight to the stars. Now I depart thee to dwell in Amante. Be thou my children in this life and the next. Be thou my children in this life and the next. The time will come...
What would be the next life? In the Gulf?
Well, no, that's just not physical. When you croak, go to the Gulf, come back and be born, that's another life.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And, or, because the inference has been injected both ways, nobody knows what the hell this Amante business is, to come into a place where it could be a rift change. You have the same song in a different...
and change in the rift. It's just going into the rift.
Yeah, it would be the next life.
Yeah, as well as. Now I depart thee to dwell in the mente. Be thou my children in this life and the next. Okay. The time will come
when ye too shall be deathless, living from age to age, a light among men, Capital L.
They got that?
Mm-hmm.
That's rift travel and gulf experiences. They're separate, but very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Both are being referenced here specifically.
In age to age,
what does that mean?
From age to age.
Wow.
Is that high grade cheese?
Living from age to age. Well, we were thinking it meant in the rift.
It's life to life, and then the person is going from age to age.
Well, now age that, well, keep going in. We can go into, you can go from one ice age to another age. Well, you go through the rim to another age, to a different phase, then come back from an age to an age.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, can you go into the rift and experience?
Yes.
And a time not 2009, which is being mirrored right now, but okay, so that would be what's age to age. That's a factor in the meaning there.
Sorry, we were jumpy a little, and I'm glad you completed it because the record would be skewed. But
yeah.
We just couldn't stand it. We're getting to a good spot.
Guard ye the entrance to the halls of Amante. Guard ye the secrets I have hidden among ye. Let not the wisdom be cast to barbarians. Secret shall thou keep it for those who seek light, Capital L. Now depart I, receive thou my blessing, take thou my way and follow the light.
Now, is this an injunction to keep it secret? We need that explained. A little paranoid. How would we keep it secret? Or is that not necessary anymore?
Put it in plain, put it in the Washington Post.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best way.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's a new way of keeping it secret.
That's the best way to hide in plain sight.
Mm-hmm.
Just announce it, you mean.
When
that's
thou...
the bird thing it.
Yeah. Last paragraph. Blend thou thy soul in the great essence. One with the...
What is the great essence?
Oh, that's cosmic awareness, is plane of essence. Cosmic awareness talked about the Goth... or heaven or something is the plane of essence. That's an interesting parallel.
Very good. Okay. We'll just go with that till we can do better.
blend thou thy soul in the great essence. One with the great light, let thy consciousness be. Call thou on me when thou dost need me. Use my name 3 times in a row.
Shakita. Erlich. Omalite.
The end.
Now, where is the magnetism?
Then the 2 paragraphs up.
The one that I wanted to reread again, maybe. Go a couple, go higher. Okay. We did that. Go down. One would go down. There was one that I didn't fully concentrate on. One coming up. Yeah, this one. This long have ye listened to me, O my children? Long have ye listened to the wisdom of thought. Now I depart from me into darkness. Now I go to the halls of Amenti, there to dwell in the future, when light shall come again to man. Yet know ye, my spirit shall ever be with thee, guiding thy feet in the pathway of light.
So he's a magnet to us.
And or we are to him.
And is that what the halls of Amenti are? Kind of magnetism. So why is that exciting? The magnetic aspect.
Because you're drawn to having a seamless experience with your non-physical, and that's the trick or the key that changes the polarity of the magnetic field that you are so lives to that place of knowing where all this fighting and war and killing and half leaving and half staying and all the Vamonti and the where's that place, that other place that doesn't exist but everybody wants to go to, where the all the records are? No,
Akashic records,
foolishness, and things.
Oh, right, down to Akashic records on the bottom.
Yeah, it's not a distraction because it's created, so therefore we won't push against it at all. But you can't build a whole premise on this ethereal thing that you can't get to from now.
Yeah, I'll bring it up after this session. There's something I want to say about it. But and you already know what I'm going to say, and I'm correct, aren't I?
You are.
Yeah. But we were looking at this, and we got, so the magnetism, you know, Karen, we're...
Magnetism is the right word. Magnetic field.
Yes, and you switch your polarity, Carol, then you can be attracted to the other world through the rift.
Because that is about the key, is it not?
Right, our concepts, yeah, that's how you switch your concept of where you are, what you're limited by. The gravity is pulling you here, but you don't know there's gravity pulling you over there.
Mm-hmm. And the best in that definition is the magneto or a magnetron.
Yeah.
That's what you use.
It's an example.
Gravity's rainbow, Carol.
Ah.
Thomas Pynchon.
What's at the end of the rainbow?
The ever-receding horizon.
Imagine. It's also a pot of gold if you're Irish, but yeah, it works.
But the gravity. Gravity's rainbow indicates the other, the reverse of the polarity.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
But you asked about that before and we blew it off.
Yeah.
Because you weren't ready to hear about it.
That's right. I remember that.
Because if we'd developed it then, you'd have said, oh yeah, I know all that, I know everything. So,
no, that's the reverse polarity thing. What was that reverse polarity phrase?
Oh, right.
The enhanced polarity? You remember it, Ion? Of course you can remember. Well, but will you give it to us? It was the enhancing polarity. Well, the month ago we got it.
Mm-hmm.
Enhancing reverse polarity?
Yes.
That's what we're doing?
Enhanced reverse. Goodness gracious.
You okay?
Polarity. You must be hitting on something, Bob.
Yeah, enhanced reversed polarity is the capital M, small n, through the rift. Yeah.
Yes.
So, it's interesting that all the wandering around we did for 2 months before we started getting the tablets, it's the readings with the tablets that crystallize the fragments that showed up the 2 months before. The fragments of
what crystals are? Fragments?
Are they counting? The fragments congealed?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've crystallized.
Not
congealed, but they're...
A crystal is a fragment of a larger crystal.
We have many crystals.
Crystals
grow, count.
Right.
Yeah, what's the date on that enhanced polarity? What is the structure?
It doesn't matter. Just
no,
look where.
How long ago?
I don't know.
You don't have the dates on these?
Somewhere, but just read what I found.
What is the structure of the enhanced reverse polarity? Ball bearing. Is that what their answer? Who's saying ball bearing, Carol?
I am.
Take a stick and ball bearings and attach a wire or string to the ball. Is this part of the gadgetry we will see when we enter the chambers of Friday?
Yes. You remember pop, back and forth.
Yeah, take a stick and ball bearings, and attach a wire string to the ball bearings and tie those in six, all the same ones touching each other. Stick, the ball bearings will pop, move the others. I just said, until you come into the place where it can be reversed, ball bearings can start that pendulum, applying physical energy, can use a magnet to pull it. Is it all ion, what's being said here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, use a magnet to pull the ball bearing. There's the magnet.
You didn't get it then.
No.
We were full of shit.
What? Why you put this down, go and put it down, cut and paste it down to where we are in the tablet. See, this is the metaphor of the ball bearing. I think I've seen other
tribes. Everybody has. It's the thing that the balls in the middle don't move, but the force moves the outer, the furthest ball out. It goes up and then it comes back and then it pops the other ball.
This is another way of showing the wire whisks.
Yes, sort of.
Yeah, sort of. It's the connect. I mean, look at that. We asked Perklite on that. When you're out in a boat and see one play with a bit, like how long does it last? What kind of circumference? How do we get to release it the first time? Comes ways that the reversal will be an aha moment. And predicted where we did. It is significant.
That's the new screaming.
The new what?
The new screaming.
Yes, what, that sound effect?
Yeah.
Yeah, the new screaming jump. The
you know what I mean? The reverse
polarity?
No, the screaming on the telephone, the...
Yeah, what about that? It's responding to
bird. It's making the bird thing or something.
But why are you pointing out that sound effect? Because
it was very irritating.
Oh.
Well, you got us back.
But we didn't do it. You're doing it.
No.
We didn't do it.
On our side, it was just clear as a bell, and it was like the mic's too close to the speaker.
Yeah, no, it wasn't, it was an effect of our realization, though.
Well, was your head by my mic?
Oh, maybe that was it.
No?
No.
Because it was like, well, you'll hear it on the recording.
Yeah, no, I heard it. We heard it. But it's just,
we
don't know what caused it. We weren't involved, it seemed. It was more on your end. But I think it was a psychic effect.
It's when you said, aha, that's when it started, and it was kind of like, whoa.
Yeah, and what that aha is, the resonance. So if you think of the swirling ball bearings, they actually make the om, or the resonant big note, which is all of creation, Carol. It's like, mm-hmm. You break it up into little balls.
Uh-huh.
There's all
a bit of root.
Yeah, that's a root. By reality, the larger capital R E A L L I T Y. May 10th was that reading. Almost a month ago. But the ball bearings, this image is a good description of the interaction. If you took what we have on our website of the cosmos and include all the different realms, it would be the swinging ball bearing stick.
Okay, and we're done with that tablet, right?
Yes.
Okay, now it's time for something. Go in this very same class that's right now. Get.
Hello, stranger. It seems so good to see you back again. How long has it been?
It seems like a mighty long time. Chupa, chupa, my baby, ooh.
It seems like a mighty long time.
Again.
Oh, 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 because I still love you so, although it seems like a mighty long time. Chibab, chibab, my baby, ooh.
It seems like a mighty long time. Chibab, chibab.
I'm so happy that you're here at last. Oh.
I'm writing you, darling, to say goodbye. I know it will.
guy was a wreck. So, what does he do? For once, he does something smart. He goes out and pays a lot of money to L. Ron Hoover.
Part of our show, a very special performance from a band making all the right noises at the moment, with a cut from their new album, Heritage Center. Take it away.
So fucking cool. And when I saw